Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. One great gathering down, more to come this weekend. We had our Christmas party, Christmas gathering for the Great News Radio team, the Prime Life Times team, some of those that help in various ways with this radio ministry, and it was just a great celebratory time gathering at the Jennings. It was a potluck, and there were some fun gifts to give out, and so thank you, God, for what a great team he's put together that helps shoulder the burden of this radio ministry. I know you couldn't make it. You had your small group commitments, but you were appreciated, and we prayed up this ministry and how God's using it and how we hope he continues to use it in the days ahead. But great food, festive times, some singing, some sharing, and great to be with so many that make a significant difference in this radio ministry. Many volunteer and help in various ways, and then the staff that works tirelessly, many hours late into the night to pull everything off and to put it together. And so it was great to meet with them. And then I'm thinking about this Saturday with the Singing Men of GNN and the Great News Radio Children's Choir. Both our daughters, you have two daughters that are in the choir. They'll be singing, and that'll be at noon at the food court at Marketplace Mall. Free concert. It'll start right at noon. Actually, it'll start a little before noon because I think Jim Gunther and maybe a few others will be singing a few songs. You had a great idea where you shared, maybe I should have some of that It's a Wonderful Life playing beforehand, or maybe even afterwards. And if you do come and you make a donation to the station, you'll get a free copy of it.
Oh, wow.
But for the general public to hear it, it's so well done with the sound effects, original music, and then following the storyline of It's a Wonderful Life. So those will be available this Saturday, along with the three CDs that the Singing Men have produced. And we'll have special discounted pricing on that, so you can use it as a stocking stuffer, a gift for a loved one or a neighbor or friend. So there'll be Singing Men CDs, It's a Wonderful Life CD if you make a donation, and other radio resources, along with our Prime Lifetimes paper. We'll be handing those out to everyone. And so festive time. Yeah. Come on out this Saturday. And
it's close. Christmas is less than a week away.
Yeah.
I think that Saturday when we're at the mall, it should be crazy.
But there's lots of parking, but get there early, because we think the food court, it's hopping. You know, it's a Saturday, and people eat lunch.
Saturday before Christmas. We were talking about it last night because we were trying to figure out, we got a few more things we need to do. And we said, okay, no, Saturday we've got, you know, the concert at Marketplace Mall, and then we got some caroling later, and we got this other thing we need to do in the middle. And then church is Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we kind of all looked at each other, and we go, and Monday is Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Kind of like, we better get on the ball, because if we don't get on the ball, we're going to be done.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy time for everyone. So
right, but even though it's a crazy time, I think that, you know, it would be behoove of us to just remind everybody that it is a time when the world is kind of ratcheting up. I mean, it's a Christmas is coming, got to get the perfect gifts, got to get the food, got to get all the, got to get the house cleaned, all this kind of stuff. But it's also a time where we really need to stop and to rest and to reflect upon what God has done.
It
can be so easy in the middle of everything that's going on to lose sight of what God is doing and what God has done. And so I think maybe we need to be that beacon, you know, in the middle of everything that's going on, to say, hey, wait a second, let's stop and let's really ponder what this season is about and why we even have all the things we have, the decorations and all the things, you know, the gatherings and the food and the presents and the stockings and the tree and all those kinds of things. Those come out of and are built around the reason why we even celebrate, which is Jesus Christ. And the fact that God actually, he chose to come into the world in this particular way. And so we really need to just stop and go, wait, let's think about that.
That reminds me of a program, and it's timely because on Monday I got a little mention about a program on December 5th when we talked about perspective, having the proper perspective of this Advent time and this point in history, the season that we celebrate. My long-lost niece from out east, that kind of makes
sounds like a country song.
Melanie, a little shout-out for her. she had logged on and sent me a very sweet text message that she really was blessed by that. And so, Melanie, Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening on the internet, and we hope you'll have the great perspective during the season. You'll feel God's love, and you'll get to cherish these moments with your son, daughter, and family, and that restaurant of yours, and all that you're doing and taking on, and have warm memories of your dad. Cherish those memories that you had with him, and we just pray for you and hope for the very best, and hope that you'll continue to tune in. I guess you appreciate my voice. It is somewhat similar to your dad's, so that's kind of nice to know, and we'll keep praying you up, and hopefully you'll get to have a great perspective during this tail end of the Christmas season into this new year. So, yeah, a lot going on. What else did I want to? I wrote down a couple things. Well, I was very encouraged. You didn't know about my passion for the Memorization Mondays coming up. And as we were talking, you were like, oh, I agree with that. And yes, get your mind and heart filled with God's Word and meditate on it. Think about it. Let it form direction and be that, what would you say when we talk about Scripture, kind of the owner's manual. God wrote it, and we should know about it and think about it and ponder it and memorize it. And so I'd been talking about this a little bit, but I do have an interview set up with Robert J. Morgan. He's the author of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. And that'll probably be the second or so week in January. But we'll launch Memorization Mondays on Monday, where we'll read a little bit from this book, and I'll maybe each week pull out one of the scripture verses to have on our hearts and mind all week. We can talk about it when we walk and when we sit down and
when we lie down on the side of the road.
Yes, we'll share them with our children, and so that'll begin in a couple weeks. So I'm very excited about that. You know, I got this large print version. I went on to Google, and you know, you can Google anything, and I said large print version, and it was a used copy, but you know, it's in pretty good shape. But I have this copy here and then one at home, and I've been working on my scripture memory verses, trying to get ahead, because I know Esther's going to get them so fast, so I feel the pressure there, but I've been working on that, and excited to launch into that. I've been reading the chapters and rereading them, and I'm just convinced more than ever the importance of having God's Word on our heart and minds at all time, or as frequently as we can. And so I've been having the practice. I was telling you, I think at least 9 out of 10 straight nights of looking at some of the verses before I go to sleep, and just thinking about them and trying to memorize them, and not just to get the words down, but to get the meaning. And then I can read about the context and why is that something that God has penned for us to know. And anyways, I've really enjoyed that. So more to say. Oh, and also they will discount, as long as they get 20 or more copies, they'll discount it to $10. So I'll offer them for our Great News Radio listeners. Hopefully they'll be sent in the next week or so. I'm going to get at least 20 copies to begin with. So if you're interested in getting 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, stop by the Great News Radio Center or mail in your $10, and we'll work out how you can pick it up. I probably don't want to mail them to you, because then that will cost me another $4 or $5. So if you stop by the Great News Radio Center, we'll have them available probably in the next week or two. So I'll say more about that in the days ahead, but very excited to share with you all 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, and get on a practice on Mondays to cover that verse with you, to talk about it, and to see how God will use it in the days ahead in our lives. So, what else?
That's well, I think in that, you know, the importance is we want to get God's Word in our heart. You know, we don't talk about it a lot. Well, I do, I guess, maybe, but a lot of people don't like to, because it's uncomfortable to talk about. But sin, and the Bible tells us in Psalm 119 that I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And sin is the thing that causes us to separate from God. It's the thing that way back in Genesis 3:15 caused separation between Adam and Eve and God. Before that, God walked with Adam in the cool of the night, and God knew Adam and Eve and knew them in a very intimate and profound way. And yet when sin enters the picture, they're hiding, because now they're ashamed and they're guilt. They can see their own sinfulness. They can see the reality of their humanity and what sin has done to them. And so sin causes us to be separated from all the goodness that God wants us to experience through him and by him. And so, you know, when Psalm 119 says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you, what the psalmist is trying to say is that is that I put that word in there so that I might not be separated from you. See, some of us would say that I might not sin against you and say, well, yeah, you know, it's just God keeping track of what I've done good and what I've done bad. That's not true. What it is that you should really read it more in fact that I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not be separated from you. Because that's the cause of what sin does. That's what sin does. That's the outcome of sin. And it's our separation from God. Especially imagine it in this time of the year when God came into history to be connected to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I love in Matthew, and we'll read this verse in Matthew, but it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. What a great verse, because, you know, whatever way we might think that it must have taken place, whatever way we think it might have happened, however we might try to rationalize what Scripture says, no. It took place in this way. Don't make up another narrative. Don't make up another story. This is how it took place. This is a story in which you stand upon. So first of all, if you celebrate Christmas, you've got to read the story because this is how it happened. This is how you got here. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, now that's loaded, that means before they had been intimate together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And so right away you got a problem here now because before they had come together, before they had been able to be intimate, she was now pregnant. So if anybody doesn't see an inherent problem with that,
yes, you've got
it's a problem.
Birds
yeah.
And the bees.
Yeah. If your spouse becomes pregnant without you two being intimate, then there is most likely a problem. Yeah. But what's interesting is it says she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. See, immediately, if you don't have the end of the verse, from the Holy Spirit, you call into question her fidelity. Because you say, well, she's not been
faithful
to Joseph. She got pregnant somewhere else. She was intimate somewhere else. But we see that she has a fidelity that transcends even human fidelity. That fidelity is to God because she's found pregnant from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph being a just man. So now we see, first of all, we see her fidelity. Then we see Joseph's, don't we? Because he's a just man, which means he observes the law. He's just in the way the Bible says it. Listen, when the Bible says you're just, it isn't because you're a good guy. It means that you are living in a standard that God is defining as just, which means he walks upright and blameless as Zechariah in Luke chapter 1 does before the Lord. That's so key when we read about Zechariah. He's just and upright before the Lord, which means all that he does it in the sight of the Lord. He's not trying to hide anything away. He was just a man and unwilling to put her to shame. This is amazing because you know what? This culture at this time was all about publicly shaming people. That was how they kept things in order. That's how they kept things in line. Just think about when they bring the woman who's caught in adultery to Jesus. Are they going to stone her like in the back alley or the back corners or in a closed, locked, dark room? No, they weren't going to do it publicly. They're going to shame her publicly. People in this culture were shamed publicly. It's a way that the culture would ensure that maybe you didn't do what you just did again. Because everything you did, these cultures were so small that anything that you did impacted and affected everybody. You live in a town of 35 people. Anything that any one of those 35 people do impacts everybody else. But Joseph here, unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. Now, a lot of people say, yeah, but you know what? Look, at Joseph's so just and upright. Why is he going to divorce her? Because he's just and upright. The law says that if she has not been faithful to him, that he's to give her a certificate of divorce. Mm-hmm. That's back in Deuteronomy. Jesus addresses this in Matthew chapter 5 when he talks about divorce. So Joseph is trying to adhere. He wants to adhere to the law of Moses. Why? Because he loves the Lord with God with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might, and he wants to follow God's rules. He doesn't want to put her to shame. That tells me he loves her. He doesn't want to make her look any worse than what the actions that have already happened are going to make her look like. So he does not want to shame her publicly because he loves her. But he loves God more, so he wants to follow what God's going to do, so he's going to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, just imagine, this is a magnanimous moment. As he considered these things, okay, I really love her, but I got to divorce her because, you know, she's broken the law. And oh my gosh, but I don't really want to because I really do love her. As he pondered these things, as he considered these things. By the way, in the quiet times when you're considering things, if you don't think the Lord is listening, you're crazy. Because the Bible right here says that he's listening. He's listening in. He knows the thoughts of your hearts. While he was considering these things, behold, aha, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear. So right away we know he's fearful. Why? Because he has this divine moment here. Take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So God comes to him by sending this angel and the power and authority of God to say, this thing that happened, God did it.
Now, this fear is the fear not from the angel, but the fear of the making this decision that he's wrestling with?
There's a lot of questions about why are these people fearful. And I've really landed in a place that I think it's when fallen humanity beats the purity of divinity. Okay. And so, I mean, naturally, there's kind of like this, like, oh, my gosh. You know, like, I don't know. You know, I was in the store, like, it was a while ago. And I don't know if maybe I just looked shady or what it was. I don't know what it was. I really don't. But, like, all of a sudden I looked and there was, like, this employee was following me. Like, I just saw him, like, you know, he was doing... And having worked in retail for so long, right. I know all the signs.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think maybe it was because I was milling around. You know, when I go shopping and I don't have a mission, it's a bad thing because I just look at everything and I just... And I put things in the cart, and then I take them out of the cart, and I just, I mean, I'm just not, if I don't have a mission, or if I'm not, it's just, this is why I don't like to go shopping, because I don't do it well. I do it well when I got to go, get it, and leave. That's when I do it well. So this person was following me, you know, and I knew. And so I started to feel, like, guilty, even though I had done nothing wrong. Right. I had done nothing wrong. But I all of a sudden was like, you know, don't put your hands in your pockets.
Yeah.
Keep your hands where everybody can see them. You know, you're kind of walking around with your hands in the air, you know, kind of like, but I mean, you know, because you feel guilty. You feel like, and you don't want to make eye contact and you don't want to look guilty. And I think that in that, you probably start looking even more guilty than you did. And so I would just wonder if when fallen humanity, because I mean, what's really happening in that moment is maybe it's being uncovered that there is the possibility that I could, in fact, have done something like that because all of that is possible in my fallenness. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all of a sudden that elicits, oh, my gosh, I'm really not that, you know, I really could be a possibility that this could have happened. And so I think that's what it is. I think it's when the fallenness of humanity meets the purity of divinity. And so she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. This is fascinating because we've seen already when John the Baptist was born in Luke chapter 1, the relatives, you know, all of a sudden Zechariah miraculously gets his voice back. Yeah. And he says, his name will be called John. And all of a sudden everybody says, well, there's nobody in your family named John. Because the job of the father to carry on the family name, you know, back in the days of Jesus, you didn't have, last names were not as prevalent as they are today. Last names, actually, a lot of people may not know, are a way that we defined our jobs and our trades.
Right.
And so you might be, you know, Mark the blacksmith. And at some point, the black was dropped and you became Mark Smith. But a lot of those things, like when I was growing up, the pastor who was very influential in my life, his last name was Woodruff. And he said that when he did his family tree, his relatives, way back when, were the people who took the rough stuff off the wood. And so that's what they would be called, you know, Ron the Woodruff. You know, he would take the rough. And so everybody kind of had this name that was given to define what their job was within the community so that you knew. So if you had more than one John, you could be like, oh, John the, or John this, you know, that why, what, John?
The baker. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, John the Baptist. What was he doing? He was baptizing people. Jesus Christ. What does Christ mean? The anointed one. That was his job. That was what he was sent to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the people say to Zechariah, they say, wait a second, there's nobody in your family named John. They're saying, wait, you're not going to carry on the family name? I mean, this, you're breaking tradition. What are you doing? Here would be the same thing, because all of a sudden he's going to name this name, his son Jesus, a name that has nothing to do with his family heritage or that. But what it does have to do is what Jesus is going to do. The Bible says, for he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophets. Now it goes back to the Old Testament.
So when Elizabeth says, yeah, his name's going to be John, then they say no one. Then they go to the father. At this point, he still can't talk. And he writes on a scroll, yes, John. Then his lips open up and he can start talking again. So they're all like,
well,
wow.
Well, you muddied the movie with the scripture because that happens in the movie. And so, but I don't know that he's writing on the scroll, but in the movie he does. In the movie he's like, all of a sudden he's like, his name would be John.
Yeah, I thought they hand him something.
They might have. I'm not sure. But it says here, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken. You're going to derail me at 20 minutes and 49 seconds as I'm trying to reach the crescendo. This is my Christmas gift from you, isn't it?
Yes.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Hmm.
I prayed before the program, and it's just something that I've been thinking about. My father-in-law actually shared this thought with me, is that God came to be with us. And do we live like we want to be with him? Mm. Do we celebrate Christmas like we want to be with him? Christmas is defined by the fact that God came to be with us. He came to be a part of our life in a new and powerful and intimate way. He came to be a part of our everything, a part of our thoughts, a part of our heart, a part of our actions, a part of our doings and comings and goings when we lay down, when we get up. And you just think in that passage in Deuteronomy 6 when it says when you lie down, when you get up, when you walk alongside the road. All that is amplified because now God is with us. Mm. He's with us. And so do we realize that? Do we realize that we contain within us the withness of God, that God comes to be with us in a profound and powerful way? And he comes to each one of you. And maybe you're somebody who says, you know what, I'm lonely. You're not alone. God is with you. If you've received his gift of love through Jesus Christ, God is with you. You are not alone. You are not alone. You may feel alone at times, because maybe you have spent far too much time focused on other things and not on him. But God is with you. If you're wondering, how am I going to have joy this Christmas? God is with you. If you're wondering, how am I going to find forgiveness this Christmas? Friends, God is with you. The answer to every single one of your questions in Christ is that God is with you. And if you're saying, but I'm feeling empty and I don't have faith, then friends, God came to be with you. And so maybe today is the day where you receive the greatest gift, and it will not be beneath the tree. It was nailed upon that cross at Calvary, and his name is Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for the forgiveness of your sins to give you a gift you cannot afford, nor should you deny. A gift that you don't have to worry about giving in return to receive. Instead, it's a gift that you're called to freely receive, salvation through him. Maybe the greatest gift today will be your submission, that you'll get on your knees in the midst of all the hubbub that's going on, and you'll ask God in Christ to be with you.
And this gift you can't earn, you can't do all the right things to deserve it. It's freely given to you as you would accept it and recognize Jesus as Lord. And he loves you and he cares for you, and we just have to have that proper perspective that God is this holy, awesome, great God, worthy of our worship, worthy of our love. And he's a perfect father, he's the perfect God, and he does desire to have a relationship with you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and Merry Christmas.